SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Go, Carver and Lisi with you.
Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. Very busy hour. We'll do a lot of the NFL news for Monday. We got a ton of Joe, this week's going to be heavy. A lot of college basketball every single day here with Championship Week.
Can't wait. This is it, Carl.
Bunch of NBA games. This is a great. It's a great week.
Pound it. This is the best time of the year. March Madness. This is it.
Oh, Joe's pumped now. This is a good 3 weeks for Joe. Gets him a little bit closer to August. Gets him a little bit closer to football.
NFL news. A little NFL news this week. A little wet the palate. Some free agents. We got the draft bonanza.
The players this week, too. Don't forget that. Golf. Oh,
the players, Carver. Let me just tell you. If there is one tournament that I really get up for outside the Masters,
please,
it's this players tournament. You know why?
You know where they play that? Where do they play that?
I think Palm Springs, California.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No, it's not where they play that.
Augusta?
Augusta.
Where do they play?
We will. Welcome in all our radio affiliates. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159, 844-843-6879 is the number. Here, we got a lot of NFL to do. What, Joe? Go ahead.
Is this the one, is the Players' Championship this week where they played in Bergen County, New Jersey? Is this
no.
the one? Torrey Pines?
Not,
we're playing in the Torrey Pines?
Not Bergen County. Not Bergen County. That's for sure.
Playing in a Rumson? Where are they playing it?
TPC Sawgrass. The
Sawgrass,
Beach, Florida.
Right.
So, yeah,
right.
Down in Florida, yeah. Joe. That's where
this
they
is,
are for the
this
players.
This is the one where if you could take friends and family, you would take the RV down to Sawgrass. You love that course.
This is the one with the Island Green on 17.
Oh.
So.
Where is the one where they have the TV that comes up from the green?
What?
The green where it comes up. The TV comes out of the green and just up to showcase. Like.
All right. Let's get to the NFL. Joe, you're killing me here. You're making fun of the golf.
No, I'm not.
It's too much. It's too much, Joe. We talked about a few things already. Obviously, the Giants getting Burns is a massive deal. Cousins huge. Going to the Vikings. You know, we mentioned, obviously, we talked a little bit about the Giants and about how Barkley was going to be gone. But let's talk about it from this aspect, Joe. There was a little bit of a running back carousel that went on Monday as well. Barkley goes to Philly. You have Josh Jacobs going to the Packers. Packers releasing Aaron Jones. Pollard to the Titans. Swift to the Bears. So you had all the a bunch of running backs. Singletary went to the Giants also, but he didn't really get this. You know, not on the same scale as those guys. Your thoughts, Joe, on Barkley in that Eagle offense, which clearly sputtered down the stretch as they finished so poorly, and adding him to the mix with Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown and the crew.
No, I think it definitely helps, right? And his pass-catching ability coming out of the backfield. I think that's the one thing when you look at a little bit different between DeAndre Swift and even Kenneth Gainwell last year is that Barkley's an all-purpose back, right? You can keep him in on third-down situations as well, where Swift was taken out on, you know, third down. They went to Gainwell, the smaller back, you know, in terms of pass protection. I think Tampa Bay exploited that a little bit in terms of the blitz packages where, you know, they got to Jalen early and often. So comes down to the offensive line, right? You lose Lane Johnson and you lose Travis Kelce. You sign the kid from Alabama. I can't think of his name now. What was his name? Dickerson. So that'll help. But, you know, at the end of the day, he's a winner. And we know that about Saquon. Is this going to put, you know, Philly over the top? No, but it solidifies the running back position where they used to do it with three or four backs. Now you have one guy that could do it all for three downs.
You certainly do. It's very interesting. It's intriguing. And that, you're right. They're a team that's gone with a lot of different looks back there the last 2 years. But there's one thing with Barkley, Joe, and listen, there's a lot of guys you put in this category. How many games are you actually going to play for you?
Well, I think he gets hurt a lot. Yes, he does. I thought Swift was good. I thought Swift was good,
and I'm sure you're about to say this too. I thought they got away from him. Honestly, I thought he was real good.
Absolutely. Yeah, listen, I thought there was tread on the tire. I didn't say, oh, you know, old man DeAndre Swift. I actually thought DeAndre Swift looked like he did back in his days in Athens. You know, great vision, great cutback ability, took games over, go to the Bills game, go to certain games where, you know, early in the regular season, they used him as a bell cow. And he's a guy that can carry it 20 to 25 times. Plus, he's a Jersey kid. And we understand about Saquon playing in Penn State, that connection with PA. But look, at the end of the day, I don't think there's that much. If you're thinking, wow, they got a huge upgrade from DeAndre to Saquon, I don't think that's the case, Carver.
No. Huge, I wouldn't say. I think Barkley's better, but you're right. I wouldn't say huge upgrade. I was kind of surprised. Like Pollard, like...
No, that was terrible.
I don't think he's going to do it. I don't think that's a great move.
Same running back as Tajay Spears.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like it's kind of a strange move. And you knew they were losing Henry, but Pollard kind of had a chance to beat a guy in Dallas this year, and I didn't think he was that good, Joe. I just didn't think. I thought it was a lot different from how he was used more as a secondary, complementary piece when Zeke was better. I think he was that good as the feature guy.
No. He's a finesse runner. I think that's what it comes down to. He's not a guy that, you know, third and two, you got to get 2 yards. You're relying on Tony Pollard. He's not a Christian McCaffrey back. He's not that type of bell cow, Derrick Henry too, where, you know, 2 yards, you want to pound the rock. You give it to Tony Pollard. He's a finesse guy. And I think that's why Dallas got rid of him.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. We're rocking with you here on the grid. We're back right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Yeah. All right. One other thing, Joe, from all that, the running back stuff that we just did, was Josh Jacobs, who ends up going to the Green Bay Packers. And I think at first people thought, oh, you know, what are they going to, you know, that could be like a new 1-2 punch. And then about 30 minutes later, they said, nah, chopped. Aaron Jones out.
Yeah, it's so crazy.
And we know they're not going to bring back Dylan because, as I've told you 1,000 times, he's a hack. So it's the Josh Jacobs show in Green Bay now, Joe.
Well, younger back, a little bit bigger, more durable. Maybe you get the 2-for-1 in terms of Josh Jacobs being able to handle everything A.J. Dillon and Aaron Jones did. Now, I will say Aaron Jones was one of the most productive running backs towards the end of the regular season heading into the playoffs. He averaged 119 rushing yards per game. You know, after that Dallas game, was a main component why Green Bay won some games down the stretch, along with Jordan Love. We'll see what Josh Jacobs could do. Bigger back, durable, you know. Is it?
I wouldn't say again, durable. Durable stuff.
That is tough.
Durable,
you're right.
Stuff.
Durable, but Aaron Jones has been nicked up too, though. He's a bigger back. So, you know, he's more, I don't think it's that big of an upgrade. I'm not wowed by it. You know, I think Aaron Jones can catch the football. You know, he's versatile. He's a different type of back. You get him out on the edge, on the perimeter. He's more of a scat back, but he runs harder than his size. Put it this way. If Tony Pollard ran like Aaron Jones, he'd still be in Dallas.
Eckler to Washington.
I'm not wowed by that. Who's the guy that Washington signed years ago? Oh, God. Third down back. What was his name? Recently. Not McKinnon.
Who would that be, Joe? I'm killing you. Okay.
I can't think of his name.
Antonio Gibson went to the Patriots.
No, not Gibson. Years ago. Forget it. I think it's okay. I can't think of his name. I can't think of his name.
He couldn't have made that big of an impact.
No, he was a third down back, you know. What was his name? I'll tell you.
You'll have to think about that one, Joe, and get back to us.
Not Al. He was like Alfred Morris.
Okay, but not Alfred Morris.
Nah, I know, but I don't think he's going to have the type of success that he had, you know, with Justin Herbert. I just don't. I don't see it. Who's the other guy? Was it Larry Centers at the end of his career there? No, he wasn't. Who else was there? I'll tell you who it was. Not Carver. I can't think of his name. Third down back.
And I know that you're talking about this guy. Like it's probably somebody from like 1989 that you're talking about. So
that's not right, Carver. No, J.D. McKissick. That's one.
I mean, he's yeah.
Yeah, McKissick, who caught the ball out of the backfield. That's who it was, McKissick. You know, used to be the safety net, you know. And
that'll be big for whatever quarterback they draft. I mean, that'll be having Eckler there.
Austin Eckler ain't moving the dial. Trust
okay.
me. Oh, I need Austin Eckler. Ah.
Let me ask you about a few of these other ones. Let me see if anything else moves the dial for you here. Yeah. How about Gardner Minshew to the Raiders? Does that move the
Love
dial?
It. Love it. He's a
Love
winner.
It. He's a Love winner, it. Joe says. Winner. Joe gives the steal of approval.
Guy's a riverboat gambler. Guy plays above. He punches above his weight every time. He single-handedly almost willed Indianapolis to a playoff berth.
The Dolphins obviously lost a couple guys that got $100 million deals. They lost their guard, Robert Hunt, who 5 years, $100 million with Carolina.
Terrible.
And then they lost Christian Wilkins, obviously, to the
Terrible.
Raiders.
That was horrible.
At over $100 million with like 85 of it guaranteed.
That was tough.
So those guys got paid a lot of money, Joe. Those were two guys on each of those lines, man. Defensive and offensive line. That's important.
Yep. And good news, they're trying to restructure old man Jalen Ramsey's contract. Great.
I think they did that. They did. I saw that late that they did.
Okay, great. That really helps us because Jalen Ramsey was washed up at the end of his career with the Rams. So, you know, why we're all excited about that as Dolphin fans, explain that to me.
Are you excited about giving Eli Apple 4 years at $55 million?
No,
you did that too.
Remember when the Giants used to have Elvis Patterson? His nickname was Toast because he got burnt, right? Same thing with Eli Apple. I mean, really, Eli Apple. We got Apple and Ramsey as our corners. We're going to get smashed by any good team.
That's tough. That's very tough.
What, am I wrong?
No, you're not. I was surprised that they gave him that much. I mean, Eli Apple, as far as I'm concerned, is now a guy that, like, you go year by year. I mean, you don't give him any type of long-term.
See, but this is the problem. Not. We talk about identity issues with teams. The Miami Dolphins have never had a dominant defense. Just as long as, just the same way they've never had a dominant rushing attack since the days of Ricky Williams. Wants that. Look at how long ago that was. And that was a one-hit wonder. We've never had a running. That's why Marino never won. That's why, you know, when we had David Woodley and Tony Nathan back in the day, we played, you know, John Riggins. We could never run. Our best defense was the Killer Bees and A.J. Dewey, Kim Bocamper, years ago. Our defense has sucked since then. Sucked. Christian Wilkins was the one shining light that we actually took a winner that won a national championship at Clemson. We bring him into the locker room. He's a locker room guy. He steps up and we want to ship him out.
They lost Van Ginkle too. He played
Barbara, well. I don't like Mike McDaniel. I don't like his coaching style. I'm sorry. You know, and this team takes on their identity of their coach. And again, the problem with Miami is we were never blue collar. We were never blue collar. We had all the bells and whistles with the offense, Waddle and Hill and Achane, and we can't stop anybody when they punch us in the mouth. You know that as well as anybody. Because every year we lose to your team. Almost every year.
That's true.
The one time we beat them in South Beach was an anomaly.
That's true. I agree with that.
And in order to go up with Kansas City and Cincinnati and your team and all the up-and-coming teams in the AFC, right, we have no shot to do anything.
No shot.
No, we have none. As a Dolphin fan, I can't buy in. How can we can't stop anybody? And we can't run the football when a game is on the line and our offensive line is called upon. We can't run a lick.
The Jaguars were very busy as well on the first day as they got Mitch Morse, who the Bills let go, Gabe Davis, who was also with the Bills, Ronald Darby, Darnell Savage, and Devin Duvernay, who was a real all-pro returner for the Ravens.
Great, great job I think they did because Gabe Davis played at UCF, right? So
yes.
he's going to be very comfortable in Jacksonville.
Wow, Joe, give somebody a thumbs up. How about that? Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Now, I got some good news for you, Joe.
Dad.
After all that, you got all hot and bothered about the Dolphins. Good news is, at least one of those things that I told you at least wasn't true, because as always, there's just stuff that when you're reading all this, like I was reading off going through the list of all the Dolphin stuff from that happened because throughout the day on Monday, and somebody slipped that Eli Apple one in there as a fake, so you don't have to worry about the Eli Apple one. That one wasn't true.
Great. It's wonderful. It's great.
So you don't have to worry about that one at least.
All right, cool. Wow. Woo!
All right,
contenders.
I want to get to. I have a lot of college basketball on Tuesday that we have to get to. So let me just quickly. I just want to tell you a couple of other things, and you can give me a thumbs up and thumbs down on any of it. Let's just do the stuff that maybe somewhat matters. The Seahawks brought back Leonard Williams, so he stays there. I mean, they gave up enough for him. I hope they did. Right, Joe? I mean, when you give up second
up
and fifth
that.
Round, when you give a second and fifth round pickup for a guy, you should really re-sign him. That's usually something
You know, and their defense sucked last year, so that's a main cog, right? You got to stop the run.
Got to stop the run. Blue collar. Jacoby Brissett to the Patriots.
What a joke.
choke that is. Jacoby Brissett. Unbelievable.
I do like that one. What else do we have here? The Lions got Carlton Davis from the Bucks for a sixth-round pick.
Okay.
For a third-round pick. Sorry. Third-round pick is what they got back. Nobody cares about him. Nobody cares about him. The Gus bus to the Chargers from one Harbaugh to the other. Gus Edwards.
I don't think Gus
Xavier Edwards McKinney, I told you, went left the Giants. He went to the Packers.
McKinney was okay. I mean, you know, McKinney
He's
was a mainstay
player.
For that secondary. I didn't think he was good.
Just keep him off the ATVs during the bye week, and he'll be all right. So that's...
Oh, you're hitting low with the...
What was that, 2 years ago he did that? That was the playoff year. Remember he broke his hand driving the ATVs around? The Texans signed Jeff Okuda. Man, he's bounced around the last couple of years. He don't matter anymore. No, he'll be good for the Texans. That's a good signing.
He's a nickel guy now, right?
I don't know about that.
You think he's going to start? Jeff Okuda?
No, I mean they've got some good corners down there now. So that's probably it, Joe. We hit pretty much everything else.
We hit rock bottom. That's it. Can only go up from here.
We did the major stuff. We did the stuff that matters.
This is it.
Oh no, what'd you do?
We just hit rock bottom. We're gonna bounce. Jeff Okuda.
Yeah, that's
rock bottom.
The Packers released Bakhtiari, which means he'll be a Jet by Friday.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you know, Aaron's calling all the shots.
No doubt about it.
This is it. Aaron. Big bad Aaron.
There you go, Joe. And I'm sure there'll be more that happens as we continue on here.
Big bad Aaron. Sure. GM, coach, big, and quarterback.
Big bad Aaron. And GM, that did. I didn't see too much of that so far move really anything on the big board, Joe. I think the Eagles were the only one that moved up a little bit because of Saquon. The Giants moved up a little too, right? $5.
I think
that was
the Giants have great price, 45
on the NFC.
For the division.
God, they're the third from the bottom. I mean, they're even. Yeah, but I mean, Joe.
Crawford, they're 9-1 to win the NFC East.
Who's taking the snap week one?
Justin Fields.
Yeah, you're on that dream now, man. He's really not going to have anywhere to go. No. See, the problem with him going to a place like New England or Washington, who's definitely going to draft a quarterback
there
in the top five.
Worse situation than what he had.
Right, and the team. I guess it's kind of no lose for the team because if he plays well, it's trade value. They can get more for him on the back, you know, but. You really don't you have? When's his fifth year? Is it fifth year option decision this year or next year?
Next year, I think.
No, I think they have to make the decision this year, don't they? I'm pretty sure they do.
2020.
I think this is the year they have to decide because this is going into his fourth year now.
Right. Yep.
So they have to pick up the fifth year option this spring, whoever he gets traded to.
Yeah, but I understand.
Or are they duping us all, Joe, and they're actually keeping him and they're going to trade the first pick?
That's what I think, too. I mean, they signed Swift. Here's the situation. The way quarterbacks have gotten money, he's worth the money. He's a dual threat. You could still coach him up and he's young. Okay? If you're going to throw $40 million at Daniel Jones, he still has upside. Okay? That's one. Number two, if you're the Bears and you draft Caleb Williams, okay? Do you really think that you're getting to the playoffs this year with Eberflus? Absolutely not, right?
I'm still stunned they brought Eberflus back.
You're going to be in the same spot you are in year two with Caleb Williams with a new coach, and you might ruin his development just the way you ruined Justin Fields' development with that garbage offensive staff. So your best shot as an organization to win now is to keep Fields. You got DeAndre Swift. Trade out of the first overall pick. Get whoever. There'll be, what, two number ones that they could get?
Yeah.
Okay. So you get Marvin Harrison and Malik Nabers now, and you pair them with DJ Moore. Now how you looking?
I've told you from the start, I would seriously consider doing that. But I don't think that's what they're doing.
No, the Bears have never, and then again, the Bears have never had a good quarterback. Think about
they're
that.
Also
Jay
being,
Cutler never won anything. Okay.
They're also being like,
Rex Grossman,
you know.
I mean, Jim McMahon is
I also
is
don't
the
think
guy.
You can trust the guy that's making the decisions. He doesn't leave me with a lot of confidence, that Poles. He really doesn't. You feel confident that he's going to make the right decisions, Joe?
No, he looks nervous to me, to be honest.
Listening to him talk, like, I don't know. I don't think that's going to end very well for him.
I don't know why the Steelers went to Russ. I don't know why, you know.
Because I think that there's two reasons why the Steelers went to Russ,
Joe. He's cheap.
There's two. One, it only cost them $1 million. Two, I think they still want to believe that Pickett's going to be the guy. I think they still want to believe that. So if you bring Fields there, it's like an absolute we're giving up on Pickett. I feel like with Russ, there's still he could beat him out in camp. He could, you know, I'm talking about Pickett. Pickett could beat him out in camp, and that's a big boost. Or if he's, you know, if he's bad, we can go to him. I think that there's Russ is a different scenario for Pickett than Fields would be. I feel like Fields going there is, yeah, we're done with Pickett. Fields is the guy. Like I think there's a good chance Russ is the week one starter for the Steelers, but that doesn't quite mean the end of Pickett in Pittsburgh. If that makes sense, Joe.
That's crazy though. Are you going to screw with this kid now? I mean. Put him in, take him out, put him in, take him out, put him in.
Yeah, it's not ideal for development. It certainly isn't. But I think they're looking at it as if Russ beats him out and we're done with him, we're done with him. If he beats Russ out, that's confidence building and he gets another chance to play this year. And what does it cost you if Russ is a problem? $1 million? Take a walk.
Here's the problem. This team, right, even with Mike Tomlin, had an identity issue, okay, and a locker room issue where Tomlin had to lay into the young guys. Now you want to bring in a guy that hasn't won the locker room over with his former team and two Super Bowl winning coaches in terms of Pete Carroll and Sean Payton moved on from him. Is that what you want? You want that type of negativity or that type of guy in your locker room that hasn't won?
Right. I get you, Joe. All right, we'll come back. There's a ton of college basketball on Tuesday, of course. It's championship week. We'll start to go through some of it. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here. All right, Joe. We've got a lot of college basketball on Tuesday, as it is championship week. You know, we probably don't have enough time to do this. We really should have found a couple longer shots for some of these conference tournaments and played them, because there is a few that I do kind of like. Maybe we can do that. Give me some of the afternoon games. The ACC starts on Tuesday. Georgia Tech and Notre Dame is the afternoon game just past 2 East. With Notre Dame -1.5, that's when you really know you suck, when you're getting points from Notre Dame. That's when you got a problem. I mean, Notre Dame 12-19 this year.
These
tough first year
off
for Shrewsbury. But they actually didn't finish bad, Joe. They played tough down the stretch. They lost before the losses to North Carolina and Virginia Tech on the road to end the year. They had won 5 out of 6 before that. So they showed you a little bit of heart. The other ACC games on Tuesday are Louisville and NC State. I see NC State -8.5 right now, Joe, with a 149.5.
Plus the points.
Why?
Because I like the number, 8.5. I like that number.
Okay. Here we go. The nightcap at the ACC tournament, day number one. A rematch from a couple weeks ago. Miami and Boston College getting back together. BC beat them outright down at Miami a couple weeks ago. Joe was on Miami. I was on BC. Miami -1.5. 148.5 the total.
I can't take them again.
You gonna run it back?
Let me see this. I think I'm gonna run it back. I'm gonna lay it.
You're gonna lay it? Yeah. Now, was that game a dead on? That game was over, right? That game? 67-57 was the final. No, that dead had to under. Be under, Joe. It was a dead under. Dead under. I think this will be a dead under, too. Man,
I'm gonna lay.
Turn match. Just played a week ago. It was actually last Wednesday.
I'm going to lay it.
I'll go after you again. I'll take BC. This will be a perfect end, a gutless year for Miami. Completely gutless.
That's your guy, Larinaga. Stick a fork in him. He's toast.
Hey, he had his run last year. That was it.
Oh, man, Larinaga. Guy can't coach his way out of a paper bag this year. He's been hit with so many lefts, he's begging for an uppercut or a right.
Hey, you know. What can you do? All right, so that seems like the game we'll be focused on here, right? Or that Miami-BC game.
Yeah.
I guess, like, I can't play Notre Dame in the afternoon, Joe. I mean, Man, 130.5 is that total also.
Ugh, these games are just...
These games... And let me tell you, those afternoon games, they can get sleepy. With nobody in the place. I mean, there'd be nobody there in D.C. for that game. That game could be 57-55, Joe.
I tell you what, I really like Louisville. Louisville's a hot play.
That's a sizzle play? You got Louisville for a sizzle play?
Yep, could be a hammer play.
What'd they do against NC State this year? Let's find out. I got to look. What'd they do against them? NC State beat them by 6.
Yeah, sizzle play.
Close game.
Sizzle play.
Close game.
All right, so what are you worried about?
I'm not in on that game. I can't. I mean, they're 8-23 this year. I don't want anything to do with the game. Afternoon game in the Big 12, West Virginia and Cincinnati. Now, they just played two last week, Joe. They played on Saturday, and Cincinnati beat them by almost 40, 92-56. So they're going to run it back 2 days later on a neutral floor. It's got to be Cincinnati, right?
I hate Cincinnati. They never make me money. Only bet against them.
There you go. You heard it from Joe.
Taking the other side.
Okay.
Cincinnati's a dog. They are a dog.
The A-10 tournament at Brooklyn. First round, St. Louis and Rhode Island. You love that Billiken team, too.
I'm going to lay it with St. Louis.
Okay, -1.5. Big total, 155.5.
Might take the over, but I think St. Louis boat races them.
Okay.
I left my heart in St. Louis.
I mean, I like a couple of these little ones, smaller conference ones that we have.
You like New Hampshire?
Tuesday. So, yeah, you got these America East semis. I like Vermont. Vermont, they always smash in this tournament, Joe. They do. They smash. I think Vermont. Now, you know what? You might be right. 13.5 might be a bit of a big number here.
I left my heart in.
I really like Bryant in the other game.
You don't like Bryant. Come on.
Over UMass Lowell. 5.5's the number. I might even take him outright, Joe. Money line.
Where do you see that?
This Bryant game is...
UMass Lowell?
Yeah.
I'm going to lay it. They're going to smash them.
UMass beat them by...
That's a UMass. UMass is the best bet for me. UMass Lowell. You have no idea what you're talking about. Right? They're going to get smashed.
I watched these games.
I'm laying it.
Now, UMass Lowell smashed them both times.
And that's a principal play. They're going to smash them again.
Nope. Bryant, plus the 5.5 for me.
Okay.
Okay. Now, the NEC final. Now, I can't play this, Joe. And actually, I can't play this. Wagner and Merrimack. I love Wagner. Getting the 6.5. I think they're going to win the game outright. Wagner beat them there this year at Merrimack. Wagner had, Joe, like a 10-year run where they were like the one seed in that NEC tournament like 7 out of 10 years, and they only made it once. I feel like they're going to get a little karma here. And a year where they're 500 and have no business being in the final, they're going to win it. I'm taking Wagner.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Taking Wagner.
Taking Wagner.
Yeah. I'm going to take the over.
You take the over in that game. 119.5.
Yeah,
not
give
much
me the
there.
Over. I'm going to take the over.
You take the over. All right, Joe. You take the over.
I just think that game flies through that. I mean, that's basically 60-60. You're telling me we can't get there? With the kids from Stettigin?
You haven't watched many NEC games.
I have. The kids from Stettigin can score.
The kids from Stettigin can score. I mean, last game, 66-56. That would have got over. 60-57. Not quite. 57-54. You know, this Wagner team, Joe, they play slow.
How slow? How
play slow?
Slow.
I mean, listen to these
slow?
Scores. The games are
is
in the 50s.
Princeton? Is this Four Corners Georgetown, 1984?
They slow the game down.
Villanova? Villanova Georgetown, 1984? We got that?
Sure.
We got Rolly Massimino's crew coming out there?
All right.
Come on. Take the over.
I'm not taking the over. I can't take anything, unfortunately, because I'm in New York. But I like Wagner. I do like Wagner. All right, quickly, because I'm running out of time. NBA on Tuesday night. The Sixers and the Knicks are playing again. So they just played at the Garden Sunday night. You were there for the 79-73 game. This total's 211.5. Knicks over. -5. You hammer the over. Go the other way.
This a party over. Party over. Crypto party over. Tuesday night special.
Tuesday party night. Over.
Party over.
Straight to the window.
Straight to the window.
Straight to the rack.
Alt 220 plus. The volume was there, Carver. The volume was there.
Oh, the volume was there. Each team took about 400 shots. The volume was definitely there.
Right.
I'm not going to disagree with that.
The Knicks shot 21% from three-point land. I think they attempted 43s.
They shot 21%.
They did.
You're right. There was 9 for 42, I think, or how they ended or something like that. 9 for 42, 9 for 43.
From three?
From three. Yeah, yeah. Bad
That's
night.
Ridiculous.
Sixers weren't much better.
How is that even possible?
I can't believe you sat there for that.
It was old school.
Where'd you eat before the game? Where'd you eat before the game?
Kraft Burgers. 35th.
Oh, you went to Kraft? Okay.
Yeah. Great.
All right.
9 for 40 from three. No.
Yeah. 9 for 40.
How do you take 43 pointers? Your boy DiVincenzo, 3 of 12.
Volume, Joe. Volume.
Unbelievable.
DiVincenzo takes a lot of things. He shoots
that's
a lot of
He's a pig.
He's a,
you
threes.
Want to talk about, he's the black hole. Ball goes to
DiVincenzo,
never coming back out.
That ball gets to him.
Out.
I don't disagree with you. You'll never see it again.
Hog.
You will never see it again if it gets to him. I completely agree. Here's what else is going on. The Wizards are in Memphis. Man, what an awful game that is. Pacers at OKC, -6.5 for the Thunder, 236.5. Rockets are in San Antonio against the Spurs. Rockets -3.5. T-Wolves getting 6.5 in L.A. against the Clippers. And the Bucks -1 in Sacramento against the Kings. The Kings lost at home to the Rockets on Sunday.
Ugh.
I mean, they are gutless, that King team.
But they get that. I think...
No, I got to root for the Bucks. I'm really sweating that 55 wins now, Joe. I got a chance to get it. That's kind of my focus with the Bucks here. I got to get
Carver,
it to 55.
That line smells. That line reeks.
Well, who's on the injury report?
Screams Kings.
Yeah, but that line could be there because is Giannis playing?
Yeah, he's playing.
What's the injury report here?
If he wasn't playing, Carver, that line would have the Kings slightly favored.
I'll have to look. See if the Bucks put out the injury report, at least from Tuesday, on Monday. I can't. They don't have it up yet. All right, Joe. Either way, I need the Bucks to win, so we're rooting for them. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879. We'll come back, wrap this puppy up right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
SportsGrid Radio, Sirius XM 159. All right. Great to have you aboard. All right, Joe, before we get out of here, there's a ton of hockey on Tuesday night. Just tons of hockey. Everybody loves
hockey.
Isn't
it great? I love hockey. I do. We're coming to that time of the year where playoff hockey's close. We're close. Can you feel it?
I can.
Can you feel it?
Rangers are in Carolina. That's after beating the Devils on Monday night. San Jose's in Philly. God, the Sharks suck. Red Wings are in Buffalo. Florida and Dallas, the best game of the night. Colorado's in Calgary. Vegas is in Seattle. Oof. Against the Kraken. Tomorrow, Joe, we'll have to get more into the golf, of course, because we have the players.
Can't wait. Yeah, the players. Well, I'll give you a couple of plays. We'll put it with some long shots in college and NFL.
Did you see that? Yeah, FanDuel gave you a boost for the hole-in-one on 17.
Did they?
Now, there was three of them last year.
Oh.
There was 10 in, like, 40 years before that.
Mm.
So, I don't know if they're going to make it harder this year. They're going to keep making it easy like last year for them to get them. But might have to use that boost, Joe. Have a little fun with the root for the hole-in-one on 17.
Well, why not? Why not? Just for
come
fun.
On,
it's, for giggles.
It's something for you with the golf.
Yeah,
get you involved a little bit.
I like that. I can root for that.
Got good prices on everyone too this week. Since Scheffler's +550, everybody
Scotty
else like 20.
Scheffler
machine. Bell. All right, Joe. Great job as always. Great job by Matthias Verbell, Carver, and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Cash some tickets. We'll see you tomorrow on the grid.